Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the FBI podcast, the Faiz and Belinda Insights podcast, where we talk about various topics and try to give you some extra insight. This is going to be episode one. Hello, Belinda. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello. Baik, baik, baik. Ini baik. Kita di episode kali ini kita juga di rumah masing-masing ya. Jadi mohon dimaklumi kalau ada sedikit delay.
Yeah. Somebody asked me that actually the other day. Ada yang nanyain di Instagram, kayak she gave some interesting topics for discussion, and then she was like, BTW, kakak kemarin rekamannya di mana? Kok suaranya jernih banget di rumah aja PSBB gini? And I was like, yeah, we recorded it. And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, bisa ya, saya jernih banget suaranya. Well, that's good, right? We have that means you guys can hear us clearly.
Berarti mic ini nggak sia-sia ya?
Mic yang kita beli tidak sia-sia. Yeah, we're actually very far away from each other too.
Benar. BSD Kalibata ya.
Mayan. All right. Well, so what's been up this week, Belinda? Do you have any? Is there anything new in the world?
Sebenarnya aku lagi yang menurut aku paling exciting nih di minggu lalu tuh ada satu girl group Korea yang salah satu membernya tuh adalah orang Indonesia.
Wow.
Iya, makanya aku juga kaget kayak wow. Apa? Aku juga kayak apa ya? Mikirnya kayak wow, kok bisa ya?
Wait.
Terus aku cari tahu.
Is it like band Indo yang dijadiin Korea, or do you mean like she actually is part of a Korean group? So she sings in Korean or in English
Jadi dia part of a Korean girl band gitu. Dia debut di Korea sebagai member dari girl group Korea itu. Nama grupnya Secret Number.
Okay.
Nama orang Indonesianya Dita Karang.
Dita Karang. Congrats.
Congrats.
That's crazy because I know that with K-pop, it's really hard, you know. Trainingnya intensif kan kalau nggak salah.
Benar.
And because it shows, right? Kalau yang bagus-bagus tuh kadang-kadang mereka hampir selalu performance-nya edun banget, top 100, including the dancing and the singing.
Yeah.
You know, with, like I can't even catch my breath sometimes when playing guitar and I'm not moving too much. If these people are doing dance moves and singing and their level, their like, you know, vocal levels are still the same, that's amazing.
Iya, makanya. Keren banget deh.
Si Dita Karang ini, she's been in Korea for a while? Atau dia orang Indo yang, maksudnya dia udah lama tinggal di Korea atau gimana?
Kalau yang dari aku baca, ini aku mohon maaf nih ya kalau ada miss atau ada yang kurang infonya. Tapi setahu aku tuh dia memang penari. Dan dia itu pertamanya itu belajar di New York. Nah, di New York itu ada audition untuk girl group Korea. Terus dia audition, terus dia lolos. Akhirnya dia jadi trainee di Korea. Terus minggu lalu tuh dia debut.
Wah, gokil.
Lagunya judulnya Hoodies. Whodis.
Nice, interesting.
Nah, makanya karena aku tertarik, kayak aku ngerasa kayak, wow, this is something new. At least for me it's something new gitu loh, untuk lihat orang Indonesia jadi girl group Korea gitu kan.
Isn't it new for everyone else? Apa udah pernah ada?
Aku nggak tahu, makanya aku nggak tahu sebenarnya is she the first one atau enggak, tapi yang jelas aku baru taunya ini sih. Jadi aku langsung kayak, kebetulan aku juga lagi suka banget drama Korea, variety Korea, jadi kayak ini pas banget kan.
Ya. Pas banget with the Korean
pas
vibes.
Pas banget, makanya terus Indonesia. Aku langsung pas aku tahu dia keluarin MV, aku langsung nonton kan. Langsung nonton, terus ternyata bagus MV-nya, jadi aku like. Di YouTube itu keren banget loh, mereka satu hari berapa juta view ya, 3 juta view.
Wow.
Iya, makanya. Oh.
Berarti it's udah langsung ya, langsung take off. Maksudnya, it's not like a new band yang harus start from...
It's new, cuman kayaknya, cuman menurut menurut
cool.
Banyak orang sih kebantu sama netizen Indo kan.
Cuma menurut aku
gini, kayak aku nonton videonya kan juga karena dari artikel-artikel yang aku baca, terus aku jadi tertarik, terus aku nonton. Tapi karena menurut aku videonya, MV-nya bagus, jadi aku like.
Yeah, see, I heard about that. Also being a musician in Indonesia, like with a big Indonesian audience, it helps because statistically, kalau nggak salah, Indo has a lot of internet users, basically, mm-hmm. population that helps increase the stats.
Mm.
So nice, I guess, if that's the thing. At the end of the day, stats is stats, you know, numbers is numbers, and 3 million is not a little. That's a lot.
Iya. In one hari lagi.
Sekarang udah berapa ya? Aku cek kali ya.
Boleh.
Lanjut, you could go ahead. Terus.
Nah makanya, terus kan aku jadi penasaran juga kan, lihat apa sih komentar orang-orang, terus aku scroll tuh di comment section gitu kan.
Oh, by the way, sorry to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 6 days ago.
Okay.
7.7 million.
Ooh.
Yang ini kan secret number, who this?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing numbers.
Gila sih.
Is she the cover here? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is.
Whoa, Indonesian pride. All right, that's really cool.
Sorry.
And then you continued. You looked through the comments. You said you liked the video because you liked the actual video, you read the comments.
Menurut aku lagunya catchy sih.
Catchy, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
is it like a regular K-pop song, or you think it's different than usual?
Aku nggak bisa judge that karena aku bukan fans K-pop. Bukannya aku nggak suka, tapi aku bukan penggiatnya gitu loh.
Aficionado gitu loh, bukan?
Iya, aku takutnya aku kayaknya kalau komentar soal itu kayak not my place aja gitu.
Okay,
tapi
well,
I like the song, I like it karena itu catchy, terus gampang diingat gitu loh, terus yang tipe lagu yang nempel gitu loh di otak. Habis dengerin itu kayak terngiang-ngiang gitu. Terus ya udah, karena itu kan aku jadi lihat pengen tahu kan apa sih komentar orang-orang. Sebenarnya aku lebih interested sama komentarnya orang-orang Koreanya sendiri sih.
Oh yeah, you wanna see what they actually think about it as well?
Because
I'm sure, judging from what you said, berarti dia juga nggak ada aksen gitu. Dia maksudnya sounds very natural. She sounds like a Korean.
Kalau aku nggak bisa judge.
Karena
aku juga I cannot speak Korean.
Korean, right? You don't know. Okay, terus gimana komen-komennya?
Jadi aku lihat di komen-komen, terus ya banyak sih yang supportive, banyak juga yang kayak apa namanya langsung bilang. Apa namanya, mulai hari ini jadi fansnya Secret Number, kayak gitu-gitu.
Iya.
Tapi terus ada satu nih, yang aku biasanya nggak suka sih ngomongin hal-hal kayak gini, cuman menurut aku ini penting ya untuk kita ambil pelajarannya. Jadi komentarnya kayak,
you ready? Yeah, okay. What was the comment?
Komentarnya gini, ini caps lock semua ya, by the way. Dia
okay,
komen gini.
Okay, but... Kecuali dia kayak seneng kali ya, kayak...
Excited ya.
Yeah.
Dia ngomong gini, kualitas vokalnya gak ada yang wow. Kualitas vokalnya gak ada yang wow, biasa aja. Terus range lagunya juga rendah banget. Auk. Itu tulisannya gitu tuh, auk. Part high note-nya gak ada, hambar banget. Rap normal. Gerakan dance masih normal, gak terlalu wow. Wak. Secara keseluruhan nilainya 78. Oke lah buat pendatang baru, wak.
Okay. Damn, dude. The dog.
Okay. Aku agak gimana gitu ya, pas. Kalau kamu gimana?
You know what? Aku agak penasaran. Can I listen to the song? Take a quick cut break here.
Of course.
Check
of course.
It out. Okay, I listened to the song and okay, did he say there's no high notes? What are you talking about? Okay, well, first of all, here's my impression of that comment. Ini siapa gitu? Is the person that comment, is it a music critic? Is he a music expert? Do you know?
Enggak tahu sih.
Tapi akunnya beneran akun ya? Orang atau akun fake gitu?
Kelihatannya sih akun orang. Aku enggak tahu dia profesinya atau kayak expertise-nya apa. Cuman kayaknya kalau music expert pun enggak akan ngomong kayak gini sih.
Gak akan ngomong di YouTube juga sih ya. Kayaknya itu, I don't think that's in caps lock too. Okay, but oh my god, wow, that was such an unnecessary comment. And other than unnecessary, it's just, in my opinion, yeah, in my humble opinion, after listening to the song, factually wrong. Like, did he say, oh man. It was really subjective of him to say all those things. And it's fine. You know, everyone can have their own opinion, I guess, if that's what your argument is. But, you know, did you really need to say Isn't there, don't you know the rule? Like, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Iya,
I mean,
makanya.
like, negative, saying something that's not positive is fine. Saying something that's negative is fine. But I think this is just not the right way to do it. What do you think about this comment?
Kalau menurut aku juga poinnya apa gitu loh. What is he trying to achieve gitu loh. Dia tuh berharap apa gitu dari komentar ini tuh apa. At least nih ya, kalau misalnya dia punya saran gitu ya, suggestion. How to make the song sound better, how to make the music video sound apa looks better, itu masih mending
Right.
gitu loh. Tapi ini tuh nggak ada, dia cuma
Gak
bilang
ada.
vokal biasa aja, range lagu rendah banget,
Okay,
hampir
but
banget. Gerakan dance masih normal, gerakan dance yang abnormal tuh yang kayak gimana?
you know what? You know, maybe ini orang sekeren itu kali ya. Iya nggak sih?
Atau
Mungkin dia nyanyinya sejago itu dan
asumsikan kayak gitu.
Dan dia juga narinya sebagus itu. Jangan-jangan ini top TOP from that Big Bang or whatever it's called. Dia punya akun dan dia bisa bahasa Indonesia.
Wow.
Soalnya, I think if you're gonna talk like this, you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna talk like this, being all factual about it, I feel like you should have something to back it up. You know what I mean? If he's like somebody who's been in the industry 12 years, who's handled K-pop, who's been on both sides, I think like he says something like this, ya udah aku angkat tangan aja kayak okay, well it's mean, it's not necessary, but I guess he has reason to say it. Tapi ini kayak damn dude, like who are you?
makanya agak-agak bikin speechless juga gitu.
Speechless sih, jujur.
Dan kayak aku melihat ini tuh bukan sesuatu yang asing sih, kayak selalu ada aja gitu orang-orang yang kasih komen yang nggak tahu poinnya apa, intinya cuman pengen ngejelekin doang. Terus kalau yang dijelekin agak kelihatan pengen defend diri sendiri, dibilangnya anti kritik, padahal dia nggak nulis kritik, iya nggak sih?
Yo.
Dia nggak nulis kritik sama sekali kan, dia cuma nulis hinaan doang. Kayak orang tuh sometimes I think people cannot differentiate between kritik dan hinaan gitu, iya nggak sih?
Oh my goodness, you just unlocked another part of my brain, a memory long lost, because it's buried deep down and it hurts. But that's true. It's so true. It's and waktu itu sih bukan, okay, so you know, I'm also in the music industry, guys, by the way.
Yeah.
And we did receive hate once we received hate and somebody defended us.
Okay.
And this person who defended us, somebody else attacked the person who defended us, saying how like we all need to learn how to receive criticism. I think this is a great time for us all to relearn gimana caranya kita menerima masukan kita. And the guy balas, masukan sih nggak apa-apa, but when you have people who's hiding, maksudnya apa ya tadi itu ngomongnya itu pokoknya kayak ya, tapi kalau cuman ngehina tapi berkedok kritis atau maksudnya kayak berkedok musik kritik atau yeah, basically, if you pretend or you use the critic card and you say, oh, I'm a critic, people need to receive feedback, blah, 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 but then there's no feedback. Yeah, wajar aja kalau musisinya bete atau kesel atau defend themselves on the internet, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, itu
kalau emang cuman, iya makanya kalau cuman bilang kayak lagunya jelek, suaranya jelek, itu bukan feedback, nggak ada feedback di situ gitu loh.
Betul, yeah. So I want to share a bit of my personal experience.
Oh yeah,
and
silakan.
It's actually
silakan.
Quite recent. So there was a video where somebody commented of us of Reality Club, my bad, and somebody just said that jelek, you know. And okay, like he just kept saying bad things. This is bad. That is bad. They don't care about the sound, and like, whoa, 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 like in my head it's like, oh my goodness, damn dude, like who hurt you?
Who hurt you? Know,
you?
Cause, exactly. Cause,
you know, cause I'm trying, gimana ya, a lot of people say, you know, here's my opinion, I guess, like feedback, if you can take something from something, that's good. If you can take something from absolute trash, somebody tells you all these bad things, but you can take something and turn it into something positive or turn it into a lesson, that's great. When someone says mean things to you, you can't always say, oh, dia harusnya bisa ngambil kesimpulan. Oh, dia harusnya bisa ngambil lesson. Enggak. Lu sebagai orang yang ngasih itu quote-unquote feedback, juga harus mikir, okay, am I delivering my message the best way I can? Instead of just always, the receiver has to receive it the best way.
Bener. They...
It's both ways. It's both ways. Karena...
Bener.
So here's what happened when I got that comment. I got a bit down, not to lie to you, a little bit. Because, you know, I talked about this in our last in a Q&A with Reality Club, that like, I'm probably the most sensitive in the band. Aku yang paling sering kayak, guys, ada yang ini, ada itu. And, you know, I don't want to show that because I don't want our haters to think like, wow, I can hurt him. Because some people do that. Some people hurt others for no reason on the internet.
Yeah.
Tapi ya gitu, I was down for a bit. And it's just like, wow, there's really nothing I can take from this.
And yeah.
When that, I think that's kan tadi kamu nanya, how do you differentiate what's feedback and what's not? How do you differentiate hate comments and actual positive, not positive, something that you can take aja? Ya, menurut aku itu sih. Apa namanya? In hate comments, there's nothing you can do. So it's not objective at all. First of all, it's subjective. Just like this Dita comment, itu kan subjektif banget, dia bilang.
Banget.
Biasa aja. Rapnya biasa, gerakan biasa. That's, yeah, according to him. Kecuali dia bilang, wow, this dance move has been overused in this, this gitu. Misalnya kayak, or... Wow, tadi dia sempat slip di bagian ini, and it's clear. That's objective.
Yeah.
Now, so hate comments usually tend to be subjective, one. And two, there's nothing actionable about it. There's nothing you can do from it. Nggak ada call to action, Widi. Kayak ini aja call to action, kayak influencer. But you know what I mean, right? Maksudnya kayak nggak ada yang misalnya si yang tadi komen Dita. Wow... nadanya kurang tinggi, he said.
Right. Gak ada part high note katanya.
Gak ada part high note. Mungkin karena.
Mungkin dia harus belajar dulu high note itu apa.
Yeah, soalnya.
Atau dia mungkin gak dengerin sampai akhir.
Wah iya. Jadi di awal langsung turn off ya.
Iya. Yeah.
What if he said it like this though? You know, wow. In my opinion, ini lagu misalnya. Nggak kedengeran ada high note, mungkin
atau
bisa
dia dipukar. Bilang mungkin nggak ada dinamikanya kali ya, terlalu
that's exactly that's what I was gonna say,
datar gitu
ya, coba dia gitu ngomongnya, coba ini dinaikkan dinamikanya, jadi ada bagian yang low-nya benar kerasa low dan high-nya high, jadi kerasa kalau high nggak cuman sama aja gitu, jadi ada, and you know, even though let's be real, like itu juga tetap
subjektif sih,
subjektif. Then kayak, what are the chances the actual people will see that? Maybe, obviously, maybe for someone.
Cuman at least ada something global gitu loh, kayak bisa kayak yang bisa dijadiin consideration untuk next song yang mereka mungkin kayak oh iya juga ya, mungkin kita bikinnya yang lebih dinamikanya tuh lebih distinctif gitu. Jadi bagian ref, chorus dan versusnya tuh.
So if that happens, then you've already made sure that you gave the message the best way you can. Kamu, ya, ngerti nggak sih? That the guy that gave the feedback tuh udah sebest mungkin ngasih itu message. Jadi itu udah tinggal terserah si musisinya itu untuk menerima itu atau enggak.
Benar.
So, and ya udah, then that's not hate comment. I think the biggest difference itu satu subjektif banget, dan dua enggak.
Iya. Jadi kalau yang tadi contoh yang aku bacain itu adalah contoh yang cenderung lebih ke hate ya.
I think so, because
karena nggak ada actionable things yang dia point out, ya nggak sih?
Yeah. And also you have to look at the not context but the packaging. Okay. So for me, what I mean by packaging is that sometimes people say things in the meanest way possible or a mean way. And sometimes they say it mean, tapi bagus gitu, ada isinya, ada tetap feedback. Jadi belum tentu kalau orang itu jahat ngomongnya, itu bukan feedback. Enggak, bisa aja dia jahat ngomongnya, stylenya, cuman itu feedback. But if you take all the pieces together, satu, subjektif, dua, enggak actionable, tiga, packagingnya juga jelek, kayak itu dia pakai wak-wak-wak-wak, ketawa-ketawa gitu. Atau enggak, waktu itu aku juga pernah ada hate comment yang di ujungnya dibilang no debat. Padahal kayak, hah? No debat, kayak, what? Gitu loh. Itu kan udah jelas, dia, he's not trying to find the truth. They're not trying to improve somebody or try to make someone better. Enggak, itu cuman, they just want to say what they want to say, which is mean, and be gone. Yaudah, let them be gone.
Yeah.
About it. Because sumpah, if we want to talk about hate, this can be another episode because I have a lot
bener
of stories
sih,
and a lot of insight that people should think on before they want to give someone hate.
Iya benar. Dan kadang-kadang kita mikir kayak hate comment tuh cuman didapet sama selebriti, orang-orang terkenal, musisi. Tapi sebenarnya di kehidupan
anyone.
Kita sehari-hari tuh bisa juga loh, dari teman atau dari rekan kerja kayak gitu-gitu kan.
Betul banget.
Yang modelnya tuh gitu, modelnya tuh dia menyampaikan sesuatu yang harsh, rude, tapi dia expect orang yang dikasih komen itu untuk menerimanya sebagai kritik gitu loh, kayak ya nggak bisa, if you're just being rude dan itu
you're
bukan kritik
rude.
Ya iya, dan kita harus bisa stand up gitu loh, kita nggak, jangan nyalahin diri sendiri kalau kitanya ngerasa horrible gitu. Mungkin kita bisa ya nanti
betul, itu harus dibahas
ngomongin soal hate.
Okay, but okay, let's go back to the Dita topic here. Intinya gitu ya, I think for the lesson, one of the insights today, I think we should do that, like highlight the insights per day. But anyways, one of the insight for this episode is tadi, differentiating hate and feedback. Hate, one, not objective, and two, not actionable. And three is like an extra, 2.5 lah ya, is the packaging. Mm-hmm. If you take all that together, soalnya kadang, like I said, kadang packaging doesn't determine it, but sometimes it's a factor. Okay, going back to the Dita thing, karena tadi kamu ngomong ada that hate comment, you know, sometimes I think about it, and this also happens with like Rich Brian and Nikki and Agnes Monica. Whenever we have an Indonesian who goes abroad or is trying to go abroad in terms of their achievements and their work, we get two different sides of the coin here. We have on one hand the, ini kadang-kadang orang suka ngomong, this is not my words, but like proud Indon, yang people call for being like, oh, they're too defensive, they're too supportive, if that's even a thing, of the Indonesian act. And on the other side, we have the like anti-proud. I don't know how to describe. Tapi orang-orang yang justru malah ngejatuhin gitu, or bukan ini ya, because if you don't like
kayak
it, belittle the person, belittle their achievements, belittle their efforts, and also like, you know, ya gitu. It's hard because not everyone can be successful from the start. You know, some people, some acts need support from the start.
Benar.
And how horrible would it be if you're trying to get new fans abroad, but the fans at home, not the fans, the people at home are trying to bring you down?
Betul.
Yeah. Nah, so what do you think about this dynamic of the proud Indon and the anti-proud Indon? Does that exist, do you think?
Kalau menurut aku, iya banget sih. Karena kalau sekarang kita ngomongin konteksnya musisi aja ya, biar lebih sempit ya. Mungkin ini bisa applies to bidang-bidang lain juga gitu ya. Cuman kalau kita kan ngomongin musisi, sering banget sih aku kayak ngeliat gitu, orang Indo berusaha untuk go international. Terus kalau ada yang support tuh dibilangnya overproud.
Overproud, ya. Yeah.
Overproud. Aku sih mikirnya gini, kayak definisinya overproud apa, kayak gue harus ngapain nih supaya nggak dibilang overproud? Gimana caranya gue kasih support tapi nggak dibilang overproud, ya nggak sih? Karena kadang-kadang aku juga jadi ngelihat ada tendensinya orang yang tadinya pengen support jadi ragu-ragu gitu loh, kayak gue kayak gini kelihatan overproud nggak ya? Terus akhirnya jadi nggak support, kan kasihan musisinya, ya kan?
Iya. Yep.
Yang tadinya dia harusnya dapat support, tapi karena orang-orang hesitant untuk ngasih support, takut dibilang overproud, jadi dia nggak ngasih support. Kalau menurut aku sebenarnya gini sih. Sama ada juga sisi kayak gini, yang kayak mau lagunya jelek kek, mau suaranya jelek kek, atau bagus kek, asal dia orang Indo, kita harus support. Menurut aku itu juga agak, ya nggak sih?
Salah, I don't
mungkin
agree with that juga.
Bukan salah, tapi lebih kayak gimana ya? Itu bukan supporting sih kalau menurut aku kayak gitu. Kayak kasihan juga kan orangnya, jadi nggak tahu kalau dia mungkin ada hal-hal yang perlu diimprove. Jadi intinya
confident kita tuh ternyata langsung kayak
iya kan, kasihan jadinya kan.
Iya.
Jadi menurut aku intinya sebenarnya gini sih, kalau misalnya kita, ini konteks musisi ya, misalnya kita ada musisi Indo yang kita suka, dia trying to go international, ya show aja support gitu loh. If you like it, then show support gitu loh. Jadi, tapi kamu nggak harus like it just because orang itu Indonesian gitu.
Yeah, Agree.
Iya nggak sih? Nggak harus
Agree.
kayak, oh ini rasa nasionalisme kita harus kita tunjukkan, kita harus mensupport musisi-musisi Indo yang pergi ke luar negeri untuk berkarir di sana atau kayak gimana untuk mengharumkan nama bangsa gitu. Ya kalau misalnya nggak suka, nggak mau support juga nggak apa-apa, tapi nggak usah ngejatuhin, ya kan?
Exactly. I think.
Dan kalau suka ya show support aja, nggak usah takut dibilang over proud.
Yeah, I think that's you put it on the spot right there. I like that a lot. Bener. If you don't like it, just be natural, you know. And
Iya,
don't be
iya,
mean.
iya.
Don't be mean ya. Kalau kalau beneran
Tapi
suka ya suka. Kalau enggak ya udah. And when you're talking about music and movies and arts, a lot of it is subjective. So
betul.
what you may think is a horrible song, it could be like the song of the year for somebody.
Exactly.
It's about taste, I guess. Unless it really is just like, you know, hurtful ear noises, like hurtful noises to the ear, then maybe you can argue that objectively that's bad, but
Dan tapi kalaupun itu bad gitu ya, kayak ruginya di dia apa gitu, just don't listen to it, ya nggak sih?
yeah,
If you
it's
don't like it, just leave it gitu.
Yeah, it, you know, it's that easy. If you don't like it, don't follow it, don't
Iya,
subscribe.
nggak usah dengerin, nggak usah dilihat, nggak usah dicari tahu.
Exactly. Kecuali dia kayak, you know, bukan kecuali sih ya. Kalau misalnya he's everywhere, that means they're doing something right. If they're so successful that setelah you block and you ini and you keep getting news about it, then ya udah. Yeah, if let's say you hate Justin Bieber but he's everywhere, ya udah, like you have to deal with it. He's successful, like.
Iya, makanya. Dan lagi pula kayak se unavoidable apa sih seleb musisi, ya nggak sih? Kalau nggak suka kan bisa nggak usah didengerin. Kalau di radio ada lagunya ya ganti
Skip.
channel lain, atau di YouTube ada iklannya tinggal di skip. Kayak maksudnya it's not hard not to be mean gitu loh. Kalau misalnya you don't like something, you don't have to be mean about that something gitu.
Agree. But yeah, about the I think secukupnya, Widi. Like if proud secukupnya, and also like yeah, you don't need to be anti-proud. Itu nggak ada secukupnya. Yes, cukupnya juga sih. If you don't like it, ya udah cukupnya aja. You don't need to go overboard and like, I don't like it, I want to make sure all my friends and my family doesn't like it either. Let them decide for themselves.
Betul.
And if you like it, like you said, show support. Yeah. Dan
iya,
juga
sebenernya
ini sih satu lagi about
iya.
the abroad thing. Kadang people, I mean, this is like personal experience, but also I see it in a lot of other things. They assume or they think that for you to be an Indonesian going abroad and mengharumkan nama negara, you need to bring traditional Indo stuff with you in your work. Either your work is in Bahasa Indonesia, or your style is in Indonesian, like you're wearing clothes that are Indonesian style, or you need to speak Indonesian a lot in your captions or whatnot. Because if you don't, they question your nationality, your pride, and like, bisa nggak sih bahasa Indonesia? Because I see that a couple times with Rich Brian, I think. Like, Rich Brian, he barely ever speaks Indonesian in the public, right? Maksudnya, kalau dicari sih ada-ada aja. Cuman pas di awal-awal tuh dia jarang, brandingnya emang jarang ngomong bahasa Indonesia gitu. Dan, you know, a lot of people were so curious about that and finding out about that. And yeah, unfortunately, some of them were also judging him about that too, so. It doesn't need to be that way. Karena if you're appealing to a market that's global, so appeal to that side. You need to adapt to that side. At end of the day, they're gonna find out where you're from anyways. And
iya, dan lagi pula juga
wait.
Kayak why don't you also take into account si Rich Brian tuh lebih nyaman ngomong pakai bahasa apa?
Yeah, maybe that as well.
Iya nggak sih? Siapa tahu dia mau lebih nyaman pakai bahasa Inggris? Who knows, right?
Betul sekali. It doesn't mean he's less Indonesian, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
mean he's less proud either. Like, dia sangat proud sih kalau aku ngeliat dari konten-konten dia. Waktu dia konser di Indo pun, di Indo, di LA, he had the Indonesian flag and the Indonesian national anthem when he was walking out. So, okay. Kalau gitu kita lanjut ya.
Sebenarnya tadi ada yang mau aku ngomongin juga sih sedikit
sorry. What was it?
soal apa namanya not liking something.
Mm-hmm.
Jadi aku pribadi nih ya, aku nggak pernah sampai detik ini, misalnya lagi nggak suka sama sesuatu, nggak suka sama misalnya musik atau film atau series, terus bikin komen aja gitu kayak nggak suka, jelek, atau kayak I don't like the song. Iya nggak sih? Kepikiran nggak sih? Kamu pernah mikir nggak sih kayak I'm trying to put myself in those kind of people's shoes.
Yeah,
Kok
yeah.
pengen mikir gitu kayak kenapa ya? Kira-kira apa yang ada di pikiran orang-orang ini kok sampai bikin mau bikin komen kayak gitu gitu loh? Soalnya kalau kita nggak suka, ya ngapain? Nggak kan kalau kita nggak suka kita pasti males kan
Yeah.
ngurusin gitu loh, ngapain
Yeah, yeah,
gitu,
yeah.
ngapain lu sibuk banget gitu ngurusin sesuatu yang lu nggak suka gitu. Mungkin
Why would you even type like a word,
iya
let alone
iya
a whole paragraph about something you
that
don't
you
like?
don't like, iya makanya kayak ngapain gitu. Jadi mungkin untuk yang denger juga ya, kalau misalnya kalian punya insight, kalian bisa bilang mungkin kalian pernah di posisi
Pengen
jadi
ngasih hate comment.
iya, karena aku beneran penasaran sih, aku beneran pengen tahu
Yeah.
apa yang
Nah,
terjadi gitu loh di otak orang-orang itu.
I was thinking about that. Maybe they just don't have an outlet to share their thoughts, their negative thoughts as well. Soalnya, like, you know, you say you've never done that, and for me, I don't remember. I don't think I've ever done that either. Or maybe
Ya
the
kan,
last time
aneh
I
juga
did
tuh.
was maybe like SMA or SMP where I didn't know anything. But I really don't remember ever doing that. And it's not that me and you don't like things, because there's a lot of things we don't like. Kita juga
Yeah, of
sering
course.
cerita kayak, oh, that song kurang suka, or oh, film itu kurang suka, aduh kurang bagus, bla bla. Ada juga
Iya,
kadang-kadang
kayak
even
this,
as
kayak misalnya this song is so overrated, kayak menurut kita biasa aja, tapi kenapa hype banget, misalnya gitu kan.
bisa.
Kita ngomongin ngomongin personally gitu loh, just between us aja gitu kan. Kayak aku nggak komen di artis itu, di posnya dia, atau di MV-nya dia gitu loh. Kayak
Exactly.
why would I do something like that gitu.
Betul sekali. Yeah, for me and you, I think that happens a lot, you know, we just and we don't try to persuade each other either, right? Like,
Iya,
also
benar-benar.
when I share to you or I share to my sisters and that I don't like something, or hey, did you hear that new song? Okay, what do you think? Okay, what did I think? Eh, I didn't really like it. It's not really my cup of tea. Udah, I don't go like, you know, aneh kan, jelek kan, OMG, do you also hate it? Parah sih, you should hate it too. Like, no.
Benar-benar. Jadi kayak sebenarnya it's okay not to like something. Jadi
It's very okay.
aku takutnya nih kita ngomong dari tadi kayak aku takutnya orang merasa kayak terus gue harus suka semuanya gitu. Terus kalau
Enggak.
misalnya gue nggak suka gue nggak boleh ngomong. Boleh, boleh banget, boleh banget. Kayak ngomong
But
kayak
think twice aja kali ya, if you want to
ngomong
make it public on maybe.
to make it public or not gitu loh. Kayak kalau lo ngomong cuma sama teman-teman ya udah gitu loh. Tapi kalau lo bikin post atau kayak lo komen di mana bisa ada 10.000 orang yang lihat, ya, yeah, it's something else gitu. It's something you have
Nge-tweet
to be
gitu ya.
responsible for gitu.
Yeah. Twitter sih, I swear,
Iya,
Twitter sometimes
nge-tweet
has
atau
like
apa.
the harshest things. All right. Well, on that note, I do want to transition to another insightful segment, because I want to tell you guys about how to give feedback.
Ini dari ini ya, dari materi kuliah kamu ya?
Yes, actually, pas kemarin, when I was taking my master's degree, I learned about these techniques, and also pas magang malah dikasih juga training yang ini, gimana cara give and receive feedback. But today,
okay, by the way, mungkin ada yang wondering kamu magang di mana coba?
Okay, I interned at a company called Avery Dennison. Avery Dennison is a Fortune 500 company, thankfully, that specializes in adhesives. Jadi mereka manufacture adhesive. And adhesive is everywhere. When you see glue, when you see stickers, cars have adhesives, windows, pokoknya banyak adhesive everywhere. Intinya, I was there as the HR department, magang. But okay, I learned how to give and receive feedback, but today we're going to focus on giving feedback.
Okay.
And there's something I want to share called the STAR and the STAR R model. So STAR, STAR, or the STAR R, jadi STAR AR.
Oh, okay.
So the STAR model is basically S, situation, T, task, A, action, R, result. STAR, situation, task, action, result. When you give feedback to someone, right, you use this STAR model to make sure that you're giving feedback the best way that you can. Now, before you start even with the star model, there's something really important that people always forget. And that is you make sure that the person is ready to receive feedback.
Jadi orangnya harus siap dulu ya.
Betul sekali. So, let's put this in a work setting. Let's say you're at the office, and soalnya ini yang paling gampang gitu.
Yeah, okay.
Let's say you're in the office, right? And me and Belinda are coworkers. Belinda gives a presentation. She makes a mistake about the numbers. So when the time comes that I want to give her feedback, I knock on her door. Hello, Belinda. I have some feedback about yesterday's presentation. Do you have time? When you do that, ya kan, kamu bukan nge-warn, tapi kamu ngasih indikasi bahwa, okay, ini gue mau ngasih feedback ke lo tentang apa juga harus jelas ya. Jadi bukan cuma, gue mau ngasih lo feedback ya tentang apa gitu, biar orang juga ngerti, biar gampang buat nge-contextualize the feedback. Do you have time to receive feedback, or do you have time to listen, do you have time to talk gitu. Kalau dia nggak siap, oh sorry, lagi busy or whatever, okay, next time, jangan dipaksa.
Betul.
Nah, kadang orang kan nggak gitu kan. Unfortunately, in the office, they just go, hey, you know, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Lain kali yang bener dong ininya, gitu. Not a good idea. Nah,
bener.
After you make sure they're ready to receive feedback, then you start the star model. S, situation. So, can we say, okay, yeah, sure, have time, Faiz. Okay, Belinda, situation. Yesterday, during the company presentation, situation, task, you had to give a presentation about the sales, misalnya, about the sales, right? Action. However, when you said the numbers, you actually said the wrong numbers. Result. As a result, the bosses think we achieved the target and are going to give us bonuses that we don't deserve. Situation, task, action, result. Jelas. What you did, what you're supposed to, yeah, pokoknya the situation, the task, the action, jelas. And then now we go to the star R model, the R-nya lagi, AR. AR-nya ini, alternative result, if I'm not mistaken, yeah. So this is the feedback part. Star model, Belinda, yesterday at the company meeting, S, you had to give a presentation about the sales, A, you messed up, you accidentally gave the wrong numbers, R, we got bonuses we don't deserve, AR. Maybe next time, if you want, we can go through the numbers together to make sure that we give the right numbers at the next presentation. Jadi jelas gitu loh, ada solusinya juga, AR-nya.
Betul.
What can you do next time to make sure that everything runs smoothly? Now, if you follow the star R model, inshallah, hopefully, hopefully you will be, your message will be better received.
Benar. You
know? And if you say, wah, tapi in my office, kagak mungkin is, kagak mungkin bel, kayak, ya ntar gue dibilang kaku, atau ntar aneh banget, masa gue kayak gini, ntar gue juga gak dipeduliin, maybe they don't appreciate the star model. Well, itu terserah, up to them. Tapi for you, make sure you give the message as clear as possible, right? Like, what's the harm? What's the harm in being right, basically?
Justru sebenarnya menurut aku dengan deliver feedbacknya dengan tadi tuh star model itu lebih yang dari sisi orang yang dikasih feedback tuh jadi jelas banget gitu loh yang dimaksud tuh salahnya di mana gitu dan lebih penting lagi apa yang bisa dia lakukan untuk next-nya itu sih yang menurut aku paling penting karena kalau cuma point out what someone did wrong itu kayaknya semua orang bisa sih tapi kalau untuk bantu mikirin apa yang bisa dia lakukan ya untuk next-nya itu menurut aku itu yang penting banget sih yang orang-orang suka lupa gitu.
Yeah. And remember also unfortunately I feel like some companies still don't do this but there's a lot of times that you have bosses that are emotional about things or they don't criticize your behavior but your personality, you know? And, of course unconsciously but and that leads to just negativity between both parties and jadi lebih tertutup jadi malas dengerin feedbacknya or gimana soalnya kan contohnya kan paling sering gitu kan misalnya ada let's say you did that you messed up on the thing Bel kamu salah ininya ngasihnya kita jadi ini kan gak enak gitu kan maksudnya
terus jadi attribute-nya ke personality kamu gak teliti sih kamu
Exactly.
Selalu buru-buru sih kayak gitu.
Exactly. Lain kali enggak atau enggak langsung assume aja. Lain kali enggak usah ini dong, enggak usah buru-buru, lo yang teliti dong. Lain kali lebih teliti dong, kayak as if you weren't teliti in the first place. And I think that's not ideal. You know, it doesn't help. When you use this star model, yaitu hopefully it's and it calms you down too because you have to think about it in a way that's more better.
Iya, dan karena lebih structured, dari sisi orang yang mau ngasih feedback juga bisa reflect ke dalam diri dia sendiri. Kayak, oh udah bener belum ya feedback gue? Oh, jangan-jangan pas dia lagi nge-formulate nih, dia lagi menyusun kata-katanya nih, gimana nih yang bagus ya feedbacknya. Dia jadi sadar sendiri, oh ternyata enggak kok, ternyata apa yang mau gue point out sebenarnya enggak sesignifikan itu, dan kayaknya bisa lebih, lebih enggak. Gak seserius itu gitu loh untuk gue point out ke that person. Kalau menurut aku sih jadi bisa reflect back juga ke sisi orang yang tadinya mau kasih feedback.
Exactly. Let's say you're formulating your star model or your star R model. You got the STAR and then you get to the R part, which is the alternate ini, the solution basically. And then you're stuck. You're like, aduh, kok nggak nemu ya solusinya? Dan ya berarti, ya kan itu juga bikin kamu mikir kayak apa harusnya gue cari solusi dulu sebelum gue ngasih feedback ini atau enggak? Bisa juga gimana ya menurut kamu, jadi bisa diskusi gitu. But also other than that juga like you said, karena ini more structured, less likely people will take it personally karena kelihatan feedback sih. Ini tuh feedback ini tuh buat bikin gue jadi lebih baik, bukan dia mau nusuk gue gitu. Bukan ini orang mau nyakitin gue doang. Kadang-kadang kan you know, especially when things are stressful, people can take things personally really easy, so best to keep a level head. Yeah, itu sih, that's something to think about when giving feedback, the star and star model.
Ini berguna banget sih. Berguna banget sih. Kayaknya kalau misalnya ada yang tadi ketinggalan bisa di rewind sedikit terus tuh nulis di catatannya kali.
Ya. Gampang kok, you can search on Google star R. Kita enggak pelit ilmu ya, kita mah share everything like just you know, it's if the more people know it, the better. But also, I think you may know this being a psychology graduate. When is the best time to receive feedback, you think?
When?
Do you think it's A, the sooner the better, or B, later is okay?
Sooner.
Perfect. There you go, guys. Itu juga penting. Of course, the sooner the better, but like I said, make sure they're ready to hear it. Soalnya, jangan sampai udah seminggu, terus tiba-tiba dibawa lagi masalah yang udah minggu lalu. Itu juga gak optimal sih. Jadi orangnya juga kayak mungkin udah lupa, dan maybe the person yang ngasih feedback juga lupa. Mungkin dia juga jadi mixing the details. Jadi kalau bisa, misalnya tadi di contoh yang Belinda sama Faiz, habis meetingnya itu, hey Belinda, I want to give you some feedback about the meeting tadi, kira-kira ada waktu nggak nanti? Gitu. Jadi bisa langsung gitu. Atau nggak ya the next day, tapi the sooner the better. At least the sooner you tell them you want to give them feedback, the better.
Iya, benar. Setuju banget sih. Karena kayak kalau udah kelamaan juga, males nggak sih tiba-tiba kayak, apa sih lu kesannya jadi kayak ngungkit-ngungkit ya?
Iya, kesannya kayak ngungkit. Let's see, buka buku ya, all the mistakes. Let's see, all the mistakes you did.
Kayak, maksudnya dalam hati orang, kenapa lu gak bilang ke gue minggu lalu?
Exactly, kesannya, atau kesannya kayak nungguin lagi kesel baru ngeluarin gitu.
Iya.
So, it's important to give feedback that way. But yeah, like I said, it's you need to have a clear head, a cool head if you can. So you don't end up being emotional and
bener banget. Kalau lagi panas tuh udah deh, jangan ngomong dulu kayaknya sih. Mendingan kita tenangin diri dulu, baru abis itu kita ngomong.
Soalnya nggak sepuas itu gitu loh. Maksudnya, misalnya nih di in an office setting or a work setting, you're really angry at someone and you scold them, you get mad at them, blah 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 blah. Satu, mungkin mereka nggak bakal berubah, mungkin mereka nggak bakal terima itu message karena dikasihnya di saat lagi marah banget gitu sih orang ini. Dan dua juga, ya at the end of that, I doubt you feel better. Usually when you, after you shout, sometimes you get embarrassed, anjir gue tadi ngapainnya semarah itu. Sometimes you just, nothing happens, you don't feel any better. So, make sure you calm yourself down first.
Maksud, aku tadi juga mau ngomong, ini aku takut lupa ya. Bahwa, ini tuh perlu latihan, jadi,
oh, perfect, iya.
Iya nggak sih? Kayak kita nggak bisa tiba-tiba kayak, oh, just by knowing the theory, star R model, terus langsung jago dalam ngasih feedback. Nggak, ini tuh perlu latihan. Karena bahkan kita sendiri yang belajar psikologi juga, kita nggak perfect gitu loh.
Yeah, maybe
dalam
it's
ngasih feedback.
betul banget. Honestly,
Unconsciously, iya kan? Unconsciously kadang-kadang kita juga kayak, aduh. Terus tadi pas udah ngelakuin jadi kayak, aduh kenapa tadi gue ngomongnya kayak gitu ya, kayak gitu kan.
yeah,
Lalu,
but honestly,
lalu.
our over here for real, aku sering lupa sih. Maksudnya, that's the thing. Or either sering lupa atau malah sengaja, bukan sengaja sih, tapi kayak misalnya nih ya mau ngomong, cuman takut malah awkward, takut kaku. Jadi kayak, udah I'll just get to the point gitu. And then after I say it, I'm like, I end up having to explain again and again. Jadi kayak counterproductive gitu loh. I say B first, and then I have to explain A. Instead of saying A and then going to B, kayak B. Oh ya, BTW tadi A juga, kayak,
Iya,
you know what I mean? I'm
benar
doing the wrong
sih.
steps.
Cuman
And
kalau
I,
menurut aku, itu nggak apa-apa kayak latihan, karena kita perlu
yeah,
latihan. Dan kalau menurut
latihan.
aku, kalau kita udah tahu, aduh, kenapa tadi gue kayak gitu ya? Menurut aku, just say sorry aja sih. Kalau misalnya kita ngerasa kayak anjir, kayaknya gue tadi nyakitin gak ya tadi ngomong kayak gitu?
Yep.
Ya udah,
Betul.
just say sorry aja gitu.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong. I think that's a very noble thing to do and a very tough thing. It's a strong thing to apa ya, reflect on your own actions and realize you're wrong. Or even if you're not wrong, but to think that you're wrong and apologize for it, itu not, if you're weak, you can't do that. You know what I mean?
Iya, benar-benar.
Only the strong. So yeah, kayak betul tadi gue ngomong takut terlalu kasar atau apa, maaf ya. Or you know, and then you guys can go back to being happy together. Yay, good office. Yeah, so
perfect office.
Mungkin if you're interested in being HR, that's what you kind of learn.
Iya, benar-benar.
Stuff like
dan
that.
Ini menurut aku bagus banget sih untuk at least untuk tahu dulu lah bahwa such thing to exist gitu.
Yeah. And kepake banget everywhere.
Dan kepake banget
everywhere. I use it in my band and like a lot. But then like lately, like I said, I've been slacking. I've been forgetting to use it. Karena like you said, you need to practice it. Karena when you practice it becomes natural. It becomes
Betul.
The only way
it
you know how to do it.
Automatic. Yeah.
And that's what you want to do, I think. Yep.
Ini bisa juga di relationship.
Oh, perfect. Banget.
Iya kan?
Banget banget in relationships karena yeah, itu sih yang kamu bilang. Yeah, you know, some of the things in relationships kadang orang suka ngungkit-ngungkit masa lalu atau enggak suka langsung marah-marah dan langsung on the spot berantem.
Iya, tiba-tiba langsung marah. Enggak tahu
marah.
Kenapa gitu, enggak tahu apa yang dibuat salah, apa enggak tahu tiba-tiba langsung marah. Terus kalau enggak tahu malah kayak kok kamu enggak tahu. Nah, lo.
Betul. So like when people say like, oh, communication is important in a relationship. Yes, the quantity, but also the quality. You make sure that
Betul.
The quality of the communication, whether it's a fight or you know whether you guys are happy, itu harus dijaga sih, I think.
Benar, benar.
Especially in delicate situation like a fight, like of course it's like it's silly when you think about it, right? Anjir nih orang lagi berantem masih mikirin star our model, but hey, if it works, right? If you're in a fight and you say, hey Belinda, contohnya nih ya, hey Belinda. Yesterday we were supposed to have dinner together, but you didn't show up. As a result, I had to eat dinner by myself, and I had all these people looking at me, and I feel really embarrassed. And I went home really sad. Situation, task, action, result, alternate result. Maybe if you don't feel like going out with me, just say it to my face. Done. Jadi jelas gitu, kayak. Instead of just like, yo, beep, you left me last night. Gitu kan kayak orang suka aneh gitu kan, suka ngasih feedbacknya.
Iya,
yang...
benar.
But yeah. Contohnya seperti itu.
Iya, benar. Jadi intinya ini bisa kepake di
berbagai.
Konteks gitu.
Betul. I think that's probably it for today, I think, right? With all the... So, man, there's one more little thing, but I'm scared it's going to lead everywhere, so... Don't know if I should talk about it.
Apa tuh?
Okay, fine. I'm just gonna add a little bit, just a little bit. It's also important for someone who's receiving feedback or giving feedback to be open-minded. Both people, karena bisa aja. After you give the star, this is why there's a star and a star R. Sometimes jangan kayak langsung aja gitu star gitu langsung semuanya special result. Mereka juga belum, what gitu kan. Jadi harus
bener.
Jelas gitu. Look for cues kayak mereka nodding atau mereka gitu-gitu loh. Maksudnya pas kamu jelasin per STAR-nya itu. And yeah, like I said, have an open mind, because sometimes you give the star and you wait for the explanation. Maybe it's not as bad as you think. Or maybe, soalnya nanti kalau udah star R, tau-taunya your R-nya ini nggak relevan atau nggak masuk setelah dia ngasih penjelasannya, kan you look like a dumbo. Kayak, like, ya yeah, misalnya kayak, okay, ini kadang-kadang suka gini juga, kayak suka nggak, orang suka nggak menerima penjelasan. Karena mereka mikirnya, oh ini orang defensif, ini orang nggak contohnya, Belinda, kemarin kita ada video call, terus tiba-tiba mati di tengah-tengah action. As a result, kita bingung di meeting ini nungguin kamu apa enggak. As a result, we decided to turn off the call and we didn't have an effective call, gitu kan. Terus tiba-tiba langsung ngasih ER nih, lain kali kalau mau cabut bilang biar kita tahu. Padahal kayak alasan kamu misalnya, iya soalnya my internet died. Kan agak bad down kalau dia juga ngomong lain kali ngomong. Ya nggak bisa ngomong, orang internetnya mati gitu. So, before you go all out, you have to be open. And ya itu, jangan, don't hold anything against them. Jangan marah ke dia denger. Like, try to think that maybe there's another reason. Ya, gitu ya, I'm done. Oh, I can talk forever about this. Okay.
Okay, kayaknya cukup kali ya.
Cukup for semoga, today.
Semoga ada hal baru yang bisa diambil dari podcast yang cukup panjang ini.
Cukup panjang, tapi semoga bermanfaat.
Semoga
remember,
bermanfaat.
Star model, STAR, star R. Okay, thank you so much everybody for listening. We are very very touched by the support dari episode yang kemarin. Yang ngasih you still outdid our all of our expectations. So thank you so much again. And yeah, don't forget to listen aja deh. Don't forget to listen to our podcast and follow it on Spotify and all the other platforms. Thank you so much and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.